What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The inside. What?
Entrails.
Entrails. Okay. What about the inside parts of the pig or calf that you eat?
Same thing. Entrails.
Okay. Well, you were telling me something before. What was that? I was trying to think of that word. You use it when you were talking about. Well, like the heart. Do you eat the heart and all that? Did you used to eat the heart?
Mm-hmm.
What else did you eat?
Of a hog, yeah.
Okay, what else did you eat besides the heart?
Huh?
What other things did you eat besides the heart?
A chicken. I don't like chicken heart, though.
Okay, well, what else did you eat?
Of a chicken?
No, like of a cow or a pig.
A heart?
Yeah.
Hog.
Yeah.
Hog and...
I
guess that's all.
Well, did you ever eat the liver or?
Yeah, a liver. Uh-huh.
What else?
Well, the liver and the heart and the light. Mm-hmm. And just the hog, the rest of the hog.
Okay, what about, what is that word? Chitlins?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that?
Well, that's the intestines.
I don't a lot of people really like that.
Yeah.
Do you
the
like
colored them? Folks all like some. They'd, one lived on my sister's place in Missouri, and she made some chitlins and wanted me to taste them. Oh, I couldn't wait to get my back turned and start back to my sister's house and spit that out. That's all this tasting stuff I ever tasted.
You never had any down here in Tennessee?
Chitlins? Yeah, a lot of people like some, I reckon. I don't know.
You don't like them, though?
Huh?
You,
I don't like them.
Okay.
I don't like them at all.
Okay. Well, now, here's something. What do you call the part that you sometimes eat? You obviously don't, but sometimes you stuff sausage in.
Well, you stuff, that's what you stuff sausage in.
What?
Into hog intestines.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Clean them up good. And wash them and soak them so long and I don't know what all you do to them.
You never made it?
I never did, but I lived by a neighbor that did.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is what?
Time to go feed the feed and milk.
Okay. This is. Just think about this now. This is going way back. When you call, how do you call the cows home from the pasture? How do you call them home?
Well, I had a cow that was named Maud.
Uh-huh.
And she was in the pasture, and I could get out, and I'd say, "Come on, Maud. Come on. Milk time." She'd raise her head and look at me. I'd say, "Come on, Maud." And she'd come.
And how long did you have her?
I don't know how long we kept her, a good long while.
But did you ever
then have... You'd say, then another way you'd call them, you'd say, if they had a name, I'd call them by the name, and sometimes I'd call them heifers, and I'd say, "Sook heifer, sook heifer, sook, sook, sook."
Yeah, I've heard that in Wisconsin, yeah. And they'd come.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Where did you get that from, though, Granny? Where did that come from? Did your mom and dad do that?
Yeah, from? Yeah.
I wonder where that comes from.
I don't know, just back, way back, I guess.
Okay, now how do you call to them, and what do you say to them to make them stand still during milking? You want to stand still, what do you say?
Saw.
So when you want to call yourself?
Like she named Maud, I'd say, "Saw, Maud, be still."
I want to have Ronald hear this. Where's Ronald?
He's coming.
Okay. Ronald! Listen to this. No, go ahead. You want to hear your granny call a pig? Call a...